What you reading in there? You a college boy or something? Huh? I bet you think you're pretty smart, huh? I bet you think you're pretty smart, huh?
Dozens of rounds of ammunition could be heard igniting.
I bet you think you're pretty smart, huh?
Who are you?
Wreck this mess.
Who are you?
Wreck this mess. Wreck this mess. Wreck this mess.
It's like quiet quitting from America. From America.
That's one in five. Young women, ages 15 to 44, 40% of them say that they want to go permanently.
Of young women are like, hey man, I'm trying to get out of this hellhole. I'm trying to get out of this fucking piece of shit, sinking ass, Titanic ass country.
Once upon a time, there lived a man who lived on a planet called Planet Music. And on this planet, there were many nations, and each nation had a king, a president. And these leaders had absolute power over their people. Through rhythm, they controlled the minds of many. Through soul, they controlled the force of the universe. One such nation was a nation of R&B, and its king wore diamonds and gold and drove around in big, beautiful cars, and he owned restaurants and clothing lines, and he built a castle on the island of Long, and it too was paved with diamonds and gold and rubies. But he led his people astray. He was not a good leader. He was not a good president. If house is a nation, I want to be president. If house is
a nation, I wanna be president. He said if you vote for me, I promise to deliver you even more bass, even more soul. Longer hours on the dance floor. DJs will believe as we believe. If you vote for me, I will take you to the mountaintop. And there the whole world will see the glorious light of this nation. That is house. You see, people, house is more than a nation. House is a feeling. House is a sanctuary. House is a release. House will pick you up when you feel down. House will make you strong when you feel weak. House will fill you up when you feel hungry. He said, if you vote for me, I can make the sun rise take a little bit longer. I can make the dance floors just a little bit stronger. So y'all can stomp y'all's feet. I will take you to the mountaintop, and there the whole world will see the glorious light of this nation that is house. I will take you to the mountaintop, and there the whole world will see the glorious light of this nation that is house. I will take you to the mountaintop, and there the whole world will see the glorious light of this nation that is house. You see, people.
Sued twice for allegedly kicking a woman in the face at a nightclub, throwing a porn star off your roof. Did you do that?
Okay, so... Thank you.
fodder, and here in the United States, they are television and radio fodder.
Woman, you know there's going to be no more social safety net. You know they're totally, completely fucking taking that away.
Tells deputies that he was teleported into a stolen car.
Endure. do.
Though the camera doesn't catch it, Dawn slips an object into Rain's shopping cart. The later discovery of what the object was would send a chill down the detective's spine.
Once the sunny side came up, beamed down, and met with the eyes. These eyes contained some rivers, some grass, some dirt, and some stormy weather. One of the two eyes was yellow and said its greetings to the white eye. They decided they should clash and then they should mingle. This was the Big Bang number two, the start of it all. It happened naturally, full with warmth, upstairs going down, the sun and the earth. Something was living beneath the ground. They mingled. Might became matter. Matter became normal. You got laid. Gone in that thing. It could be anything with it. The egg. This was a new start. The real start. The spawn, if you will. When one eye became two, the yellow sun and the white water. But so much more to figure out. Since this egg was just laid, you have so many questions. Huh? What are the life lessons of an egg? Take a seat, crack some shells, get laid. This is Agnostic Shell Shop. Take a seat. Take a seat, crack a shell, get laid. Take a seat, crack a shell, get laid. Take a seat, crack a shell. Thank you.
I think back on the African-American people in America. I think how that they were taken against their wills, put in the belly of ships, brought over here, beat, cussed. Many of them died in the guts of those ships, thrown overboard. They were pulled from families over there. You ain't never heard a gut-wrenching song you hear a black person sing, one of those old black Negro spirituals. Nobody knows. I can't sing it like that, see? Because I hadn't experienced what they mean. When you've experienced hell, it comes out of the voice. I said, when you experience hell, it comes out of the voice. If you're one of those people that you got problem with black people or whatever, you better shut your mouth. You better hear what I'm saying to you. You better shut your white mouth. You better shut your white mouth. I'm not kidding you. I said, when you experience hell, it comes out of the voice. I know some of you was raised in the Deep South, and you was raised by prejudiced people and bigoted people. You better get that out of your system. You better get it out of your system. It'll cause you to suffer right along with those masters. It'll cause you to suffer right along with them. If you're one of those people that you got problem with black people or whatever, you better shut your mouth. These are God's people. And I know that there's wicked in white races and wicked in black races and all that. I'm not justifying none of that stuff. I'm just saying God knows what happened to the black race. He knows how they wound up over here. And God is going to reimburse the black people for all their trouble. Watch what I tell you. You better shut your mouth. You better shut your white mouth. I'm not kidding you. You better shut your mouth.
You're the kind of girl manager. Philadelphia, 1945. Malcolm, my people. Dear God, Malcolm. Thank you.
Someone came up and just shot my assistant manager.
Where is the shooter?
I don't have enough information. I mean, he's gone. He left in his car. He literally left a second ago.
Just started running around like crazy and pushing and shoving, and then I heard the gunshots.
Thank you. Florida woman's maternity photo includes alligator, shotgun, and Bud Light.
A man becomes preeminent. He's expected to have enthusiasms. What am I? What draws my admiration? What is that which gives me joy?
Thank you. wait.
I love death, destruction, terrorism, and weakness.
Thank you.
to fund his man-child lifestyle. This meant whatever he felt like buying, including a $50,000 bed frame, $15,000 on a ping pong table, a $100,000 photo shoot in the Bahamas, $40,000 for an indoor rock climbing wall, and $60,000 on Star Wars toys.
Wreck this mess.
This is Wreck This Mess number 1278. Time to lament the decline of IQ, democracy, and civility. Wreck number 1278, a mixed message mix.